This morning we got with us the vice president of one of the most affordable schools in the nation. That's Lorain County Community College. Tracy Green joins us. Good morning, Tracy. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing great and so excited to be on air with you this morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we could have had you on Monday because you were over at the LCCC, the Jack Nicklaus golf outing that was going on there as well. But we had people like Austin Carr and Mike Hargrove and people like that too. So we appreciate it.
And what a phenomenal event for a great cause. Our 33rd year coming out to support student scholarships. So couldn't have been a better event. Thanks for coming out for that as well.
Yeah, it's good weather that day for the most part for that. But school starting soon for Lorain County Community College as well. So it's another people getting back to school and getting into the curriculum.
It is that time of year for sure. So our kickoff for our fall semester is coming up. Starts August 28th. So we are in full swing of seeing students to register for this academic year. And there's a buzz on campus. There's always an excitement to the fall semester. And we expect to welcome over 10,000 students this fall. So anyone who's still interested, there is time. We have daily appointments that are open. You can call or walk in, same day appointments to get a meeting with an advisor. And if you're not ready to start August 28th, we also have dates that folks can start throughout the semester, from August 1st, 23rd, and November 6th. So there's always an on-ramp to start your college experience at Lorain County Community College.
Tracy, if I remember correctly, the university partnership just celebrated a certain anniversary, and it's still going strong.
It is. So 25 years of the university partnership we just celebrated, and that program just extended the access for individuals in our community to earn bachelor's and master's degrees. And we have another really big milestone that we are getting ready for this year. Lorain County Community College is celebrating its 60th anniversary. In fact, I pulled onto campus yesterday, and we were changing out our banners from the 25th of the University Partnership to the 60th anniversary of Lorain County Community College. And there's something even makes that a little more special in that this community established Lorain County Community College as the first community college in the state of Ohio with a permanent campus. So it's a pretty exciting year. And by May, we'll have our 60th commencement ceremony. So just a lot of excitement overall.
The other morning, we talked with one of your colleagues, Marissa Vernon White, and we talked about how the college listens to the students, listens to the community, adapts to what's needed, adapts for the workforce. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that's been in our DNA since the day Lorain County Community College was established. In fact, we were established because of the needs of industry when auto and steel arrived in our community and had the need for middle skill workers. And that hasn't changed over these six decades. In fact, it's even more relevant today when we see the emergence of new technologies, new jobs that didn't even exist 7 or 10 years ago. Jobs related to electric vehicles or semiconductors, microelectronics. And Lorain County Community College has had deep partnerships with our employers and our community to listen early and to be proactive to develop programs that respond to those job needs so that our residents can be prepared for jobs of the future and do that at an affordable cost so that they can stay right here in our community. In fact, over those 60 years I mentioned, we've had nearly 50,000 graduates, and 90% of them live and work in our region. So contributing to that local workforce, contributing to that vitality of our economy is certainly a number one priority for Lorain County Community College.
I still remember some years ago when the former college president, Dr. Roy Church, came here to WEOL to talk about keeping the workforce, keeping the students here, having them return here, stay here, and make a difference. And you've certainly seen those numbers increase through the years.
We certainly have, and the programs have certainly changed. And I think, particularly now in this type of economy, where we are seeing jobs are coming back to communities like Lorain County and to Ohio, whether that is in electric vehicles or in semiconductors and other places. Having a skilled talent workforce is an attraction component. It's also a retention component to keep our companies strong. And so Lorain County Community College really looks to seek to partner with our employers at such a deep level so that we understand what their needs are and can anticipate what type of programs that will help them build that workforce, and that we can get those out to our residents so that residents can get into degree programs, certificate programs, or earn an industry-recognized credential so that they can earn a paycheck and that they can support their families and have a good quality of life right here in our community.
Talking this morning, the Vice President of Lorain County Community College, Tracy Green. As a Vice President, you probably have your own gold lines plated parking space. Where did the rest of us get to park with all of the fencing going up around there at the college?
Well, that certainly makes me chuckle. You know, as you drive past campus, you may see a little bit of disruption, or we like to call it progress, right? So you see a lot of dirt being turned over. But as Ohio's oldest community college, we have some infrastructure to tend to. One of those infrastructure needs is to redo some parking lots on campus. And so that is certainly underway. You can't miss it when you pull onto campus, but it's moving steadily along. And when it is done, it will not only improve the terrain of our parking lots, but it will also improve the safety of our parking lots so that our pedestrians and our vehicles are all moving in the same direction. And it will also complement the overall campus master plan. So we anticipate that that project will wrap up this fall. And while, you know, we are all dealing with the need to have the disruption in the progress of this, when it's all done and over with, we're going to be delighted with what's in place. And after 60 years, it was time to certainly do this.
Right. Just park on the other side or park in the back. There's plenty of parking there on the grounds of the Lorain County Community College. It's a spread out area there, and there's always growth taking place. Tracy, we appreciate your time this morning and look forward to more talks in the future and the kids get ready to get back to school. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really appreciated. Have a great day.
Thanks. Tracy Green, Vice President of Lorain County Community College, joining us this morning.